Insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Hello everyone, I'm Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, and we're going to be with you with another edition of the program Insights into the Holy Quran. And in this edition of the program, we'll try to discuss the commentary of chapter Shu'ara, the 26th chapter of the Holy Quran. We'll be back after you listen to the verses we're going to discuss in this episode.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم فما لنا من شافعين.
So now we have no intercessors.
ولا صديق حميم.
And not a devoted friend.
فَلَوْ أَنَّ لَنَا كَرَّةً فَنَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ.
Then if we only had a return to the world and could be of the believers.
As you were previously with us, brothers and sisters, we have reached the 100th verse of this surah, Surah Al-Shu'ara. The verse states, فَمَا لَنَا مِنْ شَافِعِينَ وَلَا صَدِيقٍ حَمِيمٍ فَلَوْ أَنَّ لَنَا كَرَّةً فَنَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Now, then we have no intercessors, وَلَا صَدِيقٍ حَمِيمٍ, nor a single intimate friend, فَلَوْ أَنَّ لَنَا كَرَّةً فَنَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Now, if we had only a chance of return, we would be of the believers. In the previous episode, we were following these verses of this chapter, where the sinners, the ones who were in the fire of hell, believed and recognized that they were in dalalin mubin, and they tried to lay the fault and blame on the other's shoulders. So in this verse, they continue saying, now then we have no intercessors. فَمَا لَنَا مِنْ شَافِعِينَ. Also the 101st verse, وَلَا صَدِيقٍ حَمِيمٍ. We have no single intimate friend. In hereafter, the existence of intercession is certain. But there are a group of misguided people, such as the polytheists, the infidels, and some criminals, that will not definitely enjoy it, because the condition of being intercessed is having faith and righteous deeds. Iman, together with righteous deeds and amal salih. There is this tradition recorded in Majma'ul Bayan, which indicates that the Immaculate Imams alayhim salam have made an oath that they will intercede for their true followers. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam has said, on that day, a believer may intercede for his family members. And again, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam has said, by Allah, on the hereafter day, we will intercede for the true followers in such a way that the deviated ones will protest. This is the importance of intercession. فَمَا لَنَا مِنْ شَافِعِينَ. May Allah keep us away from the ones who will not enjoy intercession on that day.
تألقا وأضاء لي الدنيا طريقا We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
word. In this series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic approach.
We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran. By Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom.
So this is the intercession that these sinners are regretting about. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam has said, in the hereafter, the Quran, the believer's family, the Prophet and the Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam will intercede. However, as the Holy Quran announces, the disbelievers and infidels will say, now we have no intercessors. فَمَا لَنَا مِنْ شَافِعِينَ. This fa is an article that shows that the situation we are stuck right now, that we do not have any intercessors and no single intimate friend, is because of what we have done to ourselves. It is because of what we sent beforehand in the world when we started believing in the false idols and the fact that we made these idols equal to the Lord of the worlds is nusawwikum birabbil alameen. This is our own result. Anyway, in short, then they will say neither do the deities come to intercede for them as they imagined in the world, nor can their friends help them in that situation. They are totally stuck in there. Sadiqin Hamim. The human beings are definitely in need of these two intimate friends, both in this world and hereafter. And the kind of friend is useful for hereafter that our relationship with him or her is based on faith and righteous deeds. Now, we have some traditions showing what the conditions of being able to achieve this level and deserving this intercession are that we will, God willing, mention some in the next episode. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. We ask the Almighty Allah to set us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry, in your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets this life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parstoday.com. Until the next program, take care.
Things always worked for me, worry ends when faith begins.